Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Hammer Time. I am your host, Brandon Anyert, as always, here to bring you the latest on your favorite soccer team from Whatcom County, Bellingham United FC. So let's get straight into it. This past weekend, Bellingham United FC took their 4-1-0 record to Silverdale to take on the team that handed in their only blemish of the year so far, West Sound FC, who have a record of 1-3-0. It's only a little over 2 weeks ago that West Sound FC handed the Hammers their first loss of the season with a last-minute goal from Graham Davidson, a heartbreaker for Bellingham United FC fans. The action picked up quickly in the sixth minute when West Sound FC rang a shot off the post, much to the luck of Bellingham. Moments later, Bellingham's Curtis Peterson had a good look at goal, but his shot would go wide to keep the score at 0-0. The Hammers would maintain the majority of the possession through 30 minutes, and Tyler Bjork would also fall victim to the woodwork as a shot of his also careened off the post as the match started to have that "it's just going to be one of those days" sort of feelings to it. Bjork would continue to put the pressure on West Sound, would find himself in a 1v1 situation with the West Sound keeper. However, just like in the first match between these two sides, West Sound's goalkeeper Jordan Hayden would continue to be a nightmare for the Hammers as he came up with a huge save to keep Bellingham off the board. Bellingham would continue to put pressure on West Sound up to the half, but Hayden continued to stay strong between the pipes, and the teams would go into the half deadlocked at 0. Moments into the second half, Bellingham's Ty Hastings dribbled the ball past three defenders to have a great shot on goal, only to be stopped once again by the force field and net for West Sound FC. Didn't stop there either. In the 53rd minute, Hayden would come up huge yet again, which would only add to the Hammers' frustrations. Finally, something gave in the 70th minute. Bellingham had earned themselves a corner kick, and midfielder Sean Connor was called upon to take it. Connor was able to find Bailey Martin, who had directed the ball past Jordan Hayden for the opening goal of the match. For a very brief few minutes, it looked as if Bellingham had finally broken West Sound FC. Those moments would end very quickly, though, in the 73rd minute when West Sound took advantage of a defensive mishap by the Hammers to tie the game at 1-1. It would remain that way until the final whistle. Head coach Lance Calloway had this to say about the match. "Today's game was again another challenging match for us, as West Sound seems to have our number. We did well as we maintained possession throughout the match. We struggled in the final third today as we got shots off, but not as many quality shots as we needed. To the credit of West Sound FC's goalkeeper, he once again had some great saves off of a half dozen or so good shots. I thought Sean Connor did exceptionally well today at maintaining possession and getting balls played in behind for our forwards to get onto." He then went on to say, "I'll certainly give West Sound credit. They are a hardworking team that doesn't give up," end quote. Bellingham United FC's record now stands at 4-1-1, while West Sound FC improves to 1-3-1. Your Hammer man of the match was Sean Connor. Well, you know, it's very, very interesting because West Sound, I'm going to get to in a few minutes, they actually just got blown apart. Actually, just today, right before I started recording this. And that's kind of been the, you know, the theme against West Sound. Besides the Hammers. Hammers have had absolutely great luck against other teams. They've been playing great. But sometimes there's just that team. And I don't know what it is about West Sound that's giving Bellingham so much trouble. But it seems, you know, West Sound seems to be their Achilles heel. And thankfully, it's the last time we'll have to face West Sound FC this season. And, you know, for Bellingham, it's a, you know, it's a, there's no playoffs in the EPL while like there was in the PCSL. It's a single table. And Bellingham just wants to stay at the top now. Hopefully West Sound was their only problem this year. But there is going to be a game against South Sound coming up here very shortly. And that's going to be a very, very interesting match because South Sound also having a great season so far. However, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves because the next game is against Vancouver Victory FC. The Hammers beat the Victory 2-0 in their 2014 home opener. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. at McKenzie Stadium in Vancouver, Washington. That game, you know, Vancouver has actually gotten better since the first match that the Hammers played against them. There wasn't a lot of an attacking threat in that match, the first one. And but they seem to have gotten that under control. So, you know, this might prove to be a pretty good matchup. Vancouver's played some really crazy games out of McKenzie Stadium. The weather's been weird. We talked about that last week. And so, you know, I can see this match being a lot more even than the first one was. You know, the first one a lot of us talked about could have been 5-0 Hammers. Could have been, you know, 3-0, 4-0, whatever. It was dominated by the Hammers. But, you know, I don't see it quite being the same. But, like, the Hammers have been great on the road. They, you know, we have that draw now against West Sound. But the Hammers are still, they're undefeated on the road. And much like last season. So that's all good news. If you know you can get a result on the road, then that's one huge, huge part of being a soccer team and getting that under control, because we all know winning on the road, or getting a result on the road for that matter, is tough. So Hammers doing good there. I expect them to have a great match against Vancouver. Obviously, if you'd love to go down to that match, I suggest that you do so and check out the city of Vancouver, Washington, located just north of Portland, Oregon. All right, I'm going to head on over to eplwa.wordpress.com to get you guys the latest on what's happening in the league. And yes, we start at 7 p.m. on May 24th. Seattle Stars and Yakima United FC faced off at Starfire Sports Stadium. Seattle Stars were coming off that loss to Bellingham United 4-0 the previous weekend. And the Seattle Stars-Yakima match would end in a 2-2 draw. Happening at the same time at Harry Lang Stadium, South Sound FC took on Vancouver Victory. South Sound throttled the Victory with a 4-1 win. That same day, Wenatchee United FC took on Spokane Shadow. That was their first game of a doubleheader for Wenatchee United FC on this particular weekend. Spokane Shadow beat Wenatchee 3-2 to keep Wenatchee winless, but there would be some light at the end of the tunnel for Wenatchee, because the next day, as I told you, second part of their doubleheader, they took on Yakima United FC and beat them 3-1. So Yakima also with the doubleheader that weekend, a draw against Seattle, and then a loss to Wenatchee. And May 25th as well, West Sound FC, of course, took on Bellingham United FC. We talked about that, 1-1. You know, that was a crazy weekend when it really comes down to it, because Yakima has looked great at times, and, you know, Wenatchee, of course, has struggled a ton out of the gate, but they come back, get a win against Yakima, South Sound pounding Vancouver. It's all over the place right now. And the latest I actually have for you, there was a rare Friday match this month, and so it was today, earlier, before I started recording this. So yeah, Yakima United FC took on West Sound FC, and once again, West Sound got beat 5-2 by Yakima. So after Yakima suffered the loss against Wenatchee, they come back to beat West Sound. West Sound having trouble with every team in the league besides Bellingham, and Bellingham faring well against nearly every team in the league with the exception of West Sound. very strange, this game that we love. But yeah, tomorrow, to finish off the month, we have Spokane Shadow against West Sound FC at Spokane Falls. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. And as I talked about earlier, Vancouver Victory FC and Bellingham United FC facing off at McKenzie Stadium at 2 p.m. All right, so now I'm going to switch things up and go to standings. We're going to talk about where everybody is situated right now, and then talk about who's leading the Goal King standing as well. But before that, I'd like to thank somebody special, Belcher Swanson Law Firm in Bellingham, Washington, 900 DuPont Street. They are proud supporters of Bellingham United FC as well as Hammer Time Radio, and we thank them very much for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you so much to Belcher Swanson. For more on Belcher Swanson, go to www.belcherswanson.com. All right, so back to soccer. Bellingham United FC still leads the way in the EPLWA table. They have played 6 games with 4 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie, goal differential plus 9. They have 13 points. South Sound FC also with 13 points, but they've only played 5 games. They have a game in hand against the Hammers. They have 4 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie. Their goal differential is plus 7, hence them being in second place. Vancouver Victory FC sits in third place with 12 points. They have played 6 games, just like Bellingham has, but they have 4 wins and 2 losses, a goal differential of plus 3. Spokane Shadow have 7 points, 5 games played, 2 wins, 2 losses, 1 draw, and the goal differential for them is plus 2. Sitting in 5th place, Yakima United FC, also with 7 points, Six games played, two wins, three losses, one tie, and they have a goal differential of minus one. West Sound FC, Wenatchee United FC, and Seattle Stars round out the 6th, 7th, and 8th spots with 4 points, 3 points, and 1 point respectively. Seattle Stars only with that one draw. All right, let's head on over to the Goal King standings, the leading goal scorers in the league. And there's a three-way tie for first place, and one of the guys I'm going to get to in a minute, hold tight, it's pretty special. But Hector Valdovinos has 5 goals for Yakima United FC. Junior Garcia, his teammate at Yakima, also has 5 goals. But this is where it kind of gets cool, because Mikey Ramos from the Spokane Shadow scored the EPL WAS first ever hat trick on the 25th. Congratulations to Mikey Ramos. 3 goals, 1 game. You're the first man, first in the Evergreen Premier League. Congratulations to Mikey Ramos. And continuing on from there, Nick Palatichuk from Vancouver Victory FC has 3 goals, and 2 of his teammates actually, Mirza Ramic and Jordan Jones, also with 3 goals. And then if you go down the list with 2 goals, you got Daniel Gray from South Sound, Nick Hamer from Spokane Shadow, Tyler Bjork from your own Bellingham United, as well as Muhammad Marina from Bellingham United, Dennis Stevenson from Yakima United FC, Andrew Weissauer from Bellingham United FC, Curtis Peterson from Bellingham United FC, Dario Meza from Seattle Stars, Joel Vila from Wenatchee United FC, all with multiple goals. The rest only have 1 goal. So that's your Goal King standings and your EPL WAS standings. Pretty exciting week. That hat trick is pretty cool. I know that probably a lot of you would love to have seen a Bellingham United FC hat trick be the first. But good, big props to Mikey Ramos. That's pretty dang cool. I can only imagine, you know, that's history. You must feel pretty, you know, excited for yourself. I'm hoping people bought him dinner, you know, and bought him some drinks. He deserved it. Yeah, so, you know, we're still just waiting for Bellingham to come back to Bellingham, right? I mean, it feels like forever since I've seen all you guys. It feels like I don't even know if I remember what you look like. The beer garden, Gable, Anton, Rob, Breckenridge. I hope I can recognize you the next time that I see you guys. I know you're listening, and it's been too long. It's we've been on the road for so long. Because then June 1st, we're going to be taking on South Sound at Harry Lang Stadium. I told you that'd be a huge match. And that's going to be part of another doubleheader weekend as we take on Vancouver on Saturday, taking on South Sound on Sunday. I'm going to talk about that one a little bit now. South Sound, we've talked about in the past. They're an established team like Bellingham is. They've been playing for, you know, multiple years now, and they just continually gotten better and better. And we've seen that happen with their indoor team as well. And I think that's transcended to their outdoor team. I think this is going to be a really huge match. It's one of those that, you know, if you get a chance to go down to Harry Lang Stadium, you might want to check it out because it could be a cracker. If Bellingham wins that match, I think it's a huge, huge lift for the team. And although I think those standings will still be tight, obviously, for the rest of the season, especially between South Sound and Bellingham, I think that might just make Bellingham favorites. And so if they can pull off a win against Vancouver Victory this weekend, and or even just a draw against Vancouver but beat South Sound, I think that would be huge for Bellingham. I'd love to see that. I know you guys would too. Hammers would be in such a good place beating South Sound, distancing themselves from who really could end up being a rival. I mean, West Sound, you got to think there's a little bit of a rivalry there now, but we won't face them again this season. South Sound we faced in preseason games before, so there's that familiarity and probably that little bit of you know, a rivalry there. So I think it's going to be fun. I suggest that you take a little trip over to Tacoma and see that match. Yeah, and finally, on June 8th, right before the World Cup starts, Bellingham United will return home. You guys are like, I'm sure just like breathing a sigh of relief right now. It's almost a week away now. and they'll face Yakima United FC, who has been so spastic this season so far. You've seen them lose to Wenatchee, who struggled. You've seen them beat West Sound by 3 goals. Don't know what to expect from the Hoppers, but I do know they have some awesome kits. I will say that. Their logo is cool. I like the Hops. But not as cool as Bellingham United's, but a cool, cool kit. And, you know, Bellingham United, we were always the cream of the crop in the PCSL. People, even I heard rumor, and this is my mouth to the soccer god's ears, that other teams in the PCSL loved our kit so much. This is a rumor, but I did hear it, that they actually, I think that the PCSL gave away one of our kits as like a prize or something. And maybe this is a old myth, I don't know, but I heard it from multiple sources and I was like, that's kind of odd, but it is a really, really cool kit. You can buy them, by the way, as well, if you go to, and you can find out more at bellinghamunited.com. But yeah, so I don't know how I got on talking about kits, but yeah, no, the Hoppers, they've got some sweet digs too. But yeah, Bellingham returning home is going to be great. And, you know, we don't have the Hops on our logo. We have the lovely Mount Baker. I rocked my Bellingham United FC hoodie actually today. I was in the San Juan Islands and rocked that today and spreading the Hammer love all around the island counties. And, but, you know, but they got the Hops logo. That's cool. I love myself some good craft beer. Apologies for my phone going off there. It's very unprofessional of me. I'm sorry. I have now muted it right as I end this podcast. yeah, anyway, back on track, Brandon. So, but we have multiple beers made for this team. I actually wrote an article about that before the season started. You can find it somewhere in the archives on Bellingham's website. You can also find it on EPLWA. I believe so. Yeah, that or goalwa.net. One of those two. I'm not positive on that one, so don't yell at me. But yeah, the article is there. Bellingham United would be the best place to go.com to go find that article. I wrote about the beers that are made for our team, our lovely team, and you know, the breweries around here. We know they're the best in the world. And I say that with full honesty because they make some good stuff. And Bellingham has some great beers made for them. You can go down to the Copper Hog Beer Garden on the 8th when we finally return home against Yakima United FC. And what you need to do is go try one or two of those beers. Of course, if you have too much, remember to have a designated driver. Drink responsibly, folks. Yeah, if you have that designated driver, try all of them. I mean, oh, they're so good. I would love to suggest one of them, but like the yellow card is so good. There's a few brand new ones that are that's a Wee Heavy, I believe it's called. Oh, they're so good, and you should go and try those. And you need to come out to the match, obviously. And it's been so long. I know you guys are getting excited because it's been too long. So we want to pack Civic Stadium, and I'm gonna dare all of you to do that. I want whoever's listening to this, spread this podcast around. Give it to your friends. Tell them you need to listen to this. And not only do you need to listen to this, but you need to come to this match on June 8th. And we're going to pack that place solid. We want, you know, you've heard the reports that there are some of these teams in the league that are getting, 400, 500 fans. And that's great. We want to see a lot of turnout around the league. But we want to have the most. Because that's who we are. We love this team. So show your pride. Be there on the 8th. And show how much you love the Hammers. We want to pack that stadium full. Just like against the Seattle Sounders U23. That was a huge night. But let's do it for a league game, guys. Because this is going to be huge. It's going to be an absolutely huge, huge match. You know, we're getting into the real heat of this season. So tell your friends. Bring them. I'll be there. I know, as I mentioned earlier, Gable, Anton, Rob, great guys in the beer garden. They're always, you know, they're heckling and they're doing their thing. They're funny guys. They're great guys. I am honored to consider them good friends of mine. Go and drink with them and be merry and chant and heckle and or watch if you're more of the silent type. And if you got kids, go join the audience, the crowd. There's always great people in there, familiar faces. It's so great. And I'm a huge fan. I was a fan before I was a journalist and podcast personality, if that's what you want to call it. I was a fan before any of that. And, you know, that inaugural season, I remember being there for the huge, huge turnouts. And you had the beer garden yelling Bellingham, the audience in the stands yelling United. And the cool part about that was that call and response was something that gave me shivers back when the Seattle Sounders started that in 2009. And I remember being a part of those matches and just getting shivers when that would happen, because you had, just tons of people, obviously, in Seattle. And Bellingham did that, and on a it's a smaller scale, we know that, but when they did that in that small town that I grew up in, it's huge to feel that, relatively compared to what you see in Seattle. And so this is a special team, and I know you guys haven't forgotten that, but I feel like it's worth repeating. It's a special team. It's always special to see these matches, and they're going to put on a good show. So stop in, and I know this has been long-winded, but I care. I care a lot, and I care about seeing all of you. And it brings a big smile to my face. I know it brings a smile to the players' faces and the coaches and the owners, who really do appreciate every single one of you guys. So show up on June 8th, and let's make this an absolutely awesome homecoming for Bellingham United FC after this huge road schedule that they've had over the past few weekends. All right, guys, next week I've got a great treat for you. Brad Swanson, assistant coach, will be joining me on the show to talk a little bit about this season and what he's seen so far. Brad's a great guy. I always love talking to him. He knows his stuff, and boy, does he love this game. So, can't wait to see you guys next week. And till then, take care.